Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
To hear more, that's straight from him. Yeah. And I don't endorse any of this stuff. He made me say this stuff.
You can't make somebody that's richer than you say anything.
Who said I'm richer? I don't have any money.
You came here by helicopter.
That's because... It's because I have access. That has nothing to do with me.
I just got it on Groupon.
I just have a lot of friends.
It was a Groupon. Yeah. It was like one helicopter trip anywhere in L.A., wherever, high, whatever.
I traded a T-shirt for a coupon for a free helicopter ride.
What's up, guys? I'm Tahir Moore, and this is another episode of Wording is Hard. I have a very special guest in the house, Mr. R.J. Walker, ladies and gentlemen. You may recognize him from the hit show Atlanta as Mr. Clark County. He's also on the hit show Boomerang.
Boomerang?
I'm starting already.
Yeah.
This is the show.
Boomerang.
No, this is the show, okay? I wanted to lower your expectations because okay. I know you come from big sets. You work with famous producers, Lena Waithe. Work with Donald Glover. I want to say Donald Glover.
He said Donna Summers.
Yep.
Donald Glover.
I wanted to lower your expectations for this production. Donna Summers. There's no trailer. You don't have a room. We have one bathroom that's shared. It's unisex.
It's right there.
Yeah.
That's right behind the cameras.
Yeah. So just wanted to lower your expectations and show you exactly what we're working with.
Well, dude, I come from humble beginnings, so I can handle it, brother. I'm here to support you.
I get it. I get it, man. I appreciate your driver and your security standing by the door.
I didn't get that because y'all don't have the facilities to get that for
yeah,
me.
So. Yeah, we don't have the budget for
yeah,
that.
So yeah, I drove my black Mazda, which with the fucked up bumper. I don't know if I can curse, but excuse me.
Absolutely, you can curse, man.
Absolutely. I drove in my Mazda.
Yeah, cursing is about the only thing I do right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It is.
But here's the thing. I'm really good at words with friends.
We gonna see.
Well, no. I'm talking about the game.
Oh, you're talking about the game.
Yeah. When I can type it, I'm fucking genius. When I have to say it,
that's where the struggle goes.
Okay. It's a disconnect.
So we're going to have to see how your wording with friends matches against your words with friends.
It's not good.
It's not good?
It's not good at all.
Hopefully, I do all right.
Well, I mean...
Because you set the bar low, so you're safe. Yeah. I don't want to set the bar high for me, and I'm looking like a fool. I don't know what words.
I'm going to build you up. So that way, if I get close, it'll be like, man, RJ has some work to do.
This is a setup.
Absolutely.
Brennan... I mean,
You work with some of the biggest names in the industry right now. Donald Glover?
Yeah.
Lena Waithe?
Shouts out to the homies. Shouts out to Lakeith. Shouts out to my mama.
Yeah, man. I mean, you come in here, you got the Louis shirt on, yeah. You got the custom mask on.
Shouts out to Michelle Gunshell.
Yeah. I mean, listen, guys, we had to put a trail of napkins on the ground because he was wearing Balenciagas, and he was like, I don't want to get the bottom of these shoes.
They're actually Alexander McQueen.
I'm sorry.
No, it doesn't even matter. I matter. Remember that. I matter. Look at
yes,
me.
Yes, you do, because Black Lives Matter.
You better tell them. I'm going to give you some dap for that.
You know what I'm saying? You know we out here. So tell us, what are you working on? Well, also, I know that you also have you produce a show called...
Yeah, at UCB Franklin called Pass That Blunt.
Pass That Blunt. Improv show?
Yeah, improv. Solely improv. Smoke weed backstage. All black cast. Very diverse cast as well. Sometimes we have some other folks join us. And then we go on stage, we smoke more weed, The crowd is open to bringing their own weed, we smoke that, and then I interview a special guest last show we had before COVID was Jaleel White. We had Steve Urkel. I smoked Steve Urkel out on stage.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
he's really funny, too.
Oh, yeah, he's cool. He's so humble.
You think he would come on the show?
On this show?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, holler at him. I don't see why not. He might do a Zoom call. I don't know.
That's fine. Well, listen, I want you to enjoy yourself first. Yeah.
Yeah, it depends on how this goes. Then I'll be like, yo, Jaleel, pull up. Or I'll be like, yo, don't answer this man's call. Don't answer his phone.
I'm not mad at that.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at that. Because a lot of people try to get me on their shows, and I reach out to friends like, how was it? It was like, bruh, you would be better off jagging off with a glove made of the same steel material that you clean pots and tires.
I don't like that.
You don't like that?
I don't like.
I just wanted to make it a vivid description.
So I hope you can that's get that not visual. What this is.
That's not what this is. This is fun.
I do not want to jack off that way.
No, it's not a good time.
Like, you know, without lotion is tough enough. So
you,
added
do you
pressure.
Always use lotion?
I don't use, you know what? I hope my mom doesn't watch this. But not lotion. You know, yeah. Vaseline is good for your skin.
Okay.
Vaseline, guys.
See, I take a different approach. I use coconut oil.
Coconut oil, that's good
yeah.
for you.
Yeah,
coconut
it's good.
Is good for your hair, good for your face, good for moisturizing.
It's a natural lubricant, too. A lot of people didn't know that.
Guys, don't use the stuff with the parabens in it. Use the stuff that's good for your skin.
How did you get into acting?
Oh, man, I always wanted to act. I'm from South Bend, Indiana. So
South Bend,
yeah.
Yeah.
So literally, it's easy to get bored out there.
I would imagine so.
Yeah, yeah. And me and my father, we would always go to the movies and mm-hmm. stuff. So literally, I was like, man, I'm either going to live this boring life where I got to go to school and I got to behave,
mm-hmm.
or I'm going to have this feeling that I get from the movies every day or
yeah.
for a career. So that's literally it was the engine that started. And then I was in high school theater. I
Dope.
Went to college. I was in theater in college. We
yeah.
did a little traveling here and there. And then when I came to L.A., you know, I got discovered at a club. Because I was working at Dancing with the Stars, but we had a rap party. Some people know this story. But long story short, I was drunk because it was open bar and there was a lot of champagne.
As it should be.
And I was like, yo, I'm glad I got a job. And then me and the homies, you know, we were a little lifted.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I was just dancing on couches. Next thing I know, a woman come up to me. She's like, hey, what else you do? Here's my card. And then I'm signed. And then I put the work in and now we're here.
That is an amazing story.
Yeah.
But highly unrealistic for anybody watching this. That does not happen often. That is, like, that's the story that you read about, like, in Hollywood's Night or Hollywood Entertainer or GQ.
Yeah.
Like, that is, like, the storybook story. Yeah. Most times, it takes 10 years to get a commercial audition.
<That's>
not even book the commercial, just the audition. I remember my agent got me this commercial, and he just threw the stuff at me. He's like, yeah, man, they're going to pay you this much and blase, blase, but it's a buyout so they can use it in the perpetuity. And I was like, okay, cool. And then I circled back and was like, what's perpetuity mean? He was like, yeah, they can use it forever and they never going to pay you again.
Yeah.
I was like, well, that doesn't sound good at all.
Did you put that in here, perpetuity?
No.
If so, we got a free one, hopefully.
I only know that because money was attached to it. So
the more we talk, the more nervous I'm getting over these cards.
Oh, no, trust me. Because
he knows perpetuity.
I said that 46 times in my brain before I just said it right now.
You rehearsed.
I did.
Gotcha.
Just right now. Because while you were talking, I was like,
perpetuity.
I said it slow.
So when he says this, I'm going to say perpetuity.
Yep. Gotcha. I was, man, that was locked and loaded.
You did a good job.
About 3 minutes ago, I was like, put it in the chamber. Because I was like, if I stumble, we're going to have to cut and do that over.
It's kind of crazy how you held the conversation and you pulled off saying perpetuity. That, you should big yourself up.
Tomorrow I might try walking and chewing gum. I don't want to set the bar too high and, you know, but I might.
Don't trip. Because you may, like, lose your balance. Pray for him.
I'm going to do my best, man. All you can do is try, right?
Yeah, that's what matters.
I'm aggressive with this gum chewing, is all I'm saying.
I don't feel like I'm saying anything. I'm just warming up so that when we play this game, I'm enough.
He's just trying to say words. He's in here like monochromatic, catfish, perpetuity.
Man, you just made me hungry. This catfish. I ain't had catfish in a minute.
Really?
Boy. Yeah, I mean, I've been having mad chicken, but I haven't eaten
My old lady cooked some catfish, fried it up.
Woo!
It was good, man.
Woo!
I put it on the plate. See, you from South Bend, so it's kind of Midwest South.
Yeah.
Do you do pickles with your fish?
It's
okay. I see your face. You don't have to do it.
I don't want to
answer. Just leave the judgment over there. Okay?
Yeah.
I do pickles with the hot sauce, put the bread on it, put the fish on top of the bread, let it soak up some of the grease right there.
You see, that's major key.
That's essential.
Yeah.
That's essential,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So, all right, man, it was great. I had
like
a great time with it.
Yeah,
I love pickles on my fish, man. I don't do the onions. Like, where I'm from, they do pickles and onions. I mean, yeah, pickles and onions. I don't do the onions. I don't do the raw
pickles
onions.
And onions on fish?
It's just like you pull a piece of fish, you put a pickle and the onion with it, bite into that bad boy, you get that zest.
Man, you love
pizza.
That. You said that bad boy.
That
yeah,
bad
you,
boy. Hey, man, I'm when it
comes
to food,
there.
I get country as fuck. Certain food, I put on some overalls with no shirt on it, just eat that
I
shit at the table.
I don't like these. That's the second time he says something I don't like the visual of. First, it was the steel wool jacking off. Pause that whole thing, and then what he just said.
You don't like the overall?
I'm not trying to watch that movie.
I might try to. I might. If it's really good, I'm going to take one of the claps off, like, boom, and I'm going to let it fall down, expose the nipple, and I'm going to eat it like that.
That sounds like a David Banner music video that never came out because we don't want to see that.
When David Banner first came out, what song wasn't popping, though? Watch them girls get down on the floor, on the floor.
Down on the floor. That's one of the hardest beats.
Boom, boom. Come on, see?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Overalls, let's go get a pair.
No, right no. Put a shirt on.
Okay, cool. All right, well, you know, let's just jump into the game. So if you're not familiar with it and those watching right now, basically what we have are five index cards, and each card has a very difficult word on it. We are going to try to pronounce the word correctly, and then we are trying to figure out the definition. Now, Maya's here to make sure, one, we stay on track, and then also let us know if we fucked up that word or if we did it correctly, and then also let us know the same thing with the definition.
Okay.
Right? So we go one at a time, back and forth, and then there's a bonus round at the end that we'll talk about when we get there, but it's nothing that you can't handle. If you can remember scripts, you can remember this.
All right. Please just don't set the bar too high, because I don't know what's under here.
Brother, listen. I don't have arms. There's no way I can... I'm out here in this bitch with a tank top and no arms on.
I
I'm
have
all
no arms.
I ain't got yet.
Round one.
All right, let's get right into it. First round. Nope. I don't even want to start. Did you want to go
first? Wait, what was that? No. Well, hold
did
up.
You
already saw it, though. Because No.
Let me tell you something. It was enough letters that I would never be able to put them back together, okay? You know what this is? This is an IKEA desk made out of Lego pieces, and I don't have the instructions for any of it.
Oh, okay? That's
strong. So I have to put the pieces together and then put those pieces together.
But,
so you don't have to worry about shit.
Man, imagine how much fun you could have if you just tried to do it by yourself. I believe in you, man.
The word is SYLLOGISM.
You're supposed to be an actor, and I didn't believe that at all, okay? That you did not sell it. You didn't sell that at all. You know what? I think I can do it. I saw the L's and I was like,
See, this is why.
Okay,
yeah.
Here we go. It's all about confidence. All right, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sell it.
Like with any script, you gotta just bring confidence to it. Syllogism.
Correct.
I told you I believed in you. I did. I just laughed.
You
laughed.
No.
I thought about something. I cracked myself up.
It wasn't even a laugh. It was a cackle. It was a
I have uncontrollable laughter.
Oh, you're the Joker? That's what you're saying? You're the Joker?
Hey, honestly,
uh-huh.
I'm not answering that question.
Okay, cool. Syllogism. I think that is the study of synonyms. So, like, when you are trying to figure out, like the person who goes to school, because they're like, there's a Webster University.
Right.
Right. And they are directly connected to Webster Dictionary. So, like, when you're like, I love words, I love linguistics, so I'm going to go into syllogism and I'm going to only find synonyms.
I must only find words that are like the other words,
but
they're words themselves.
Yep.
So it's kind of like, gotcha.
Yep. That's not my final answer. I'm going to go ahead and read. Okay. I can tell the way you shook your head that there was a lot of judgment behind that. So I'm going to go ahead and look at the sentence. The sentence hopefully will give me the context that I need.
Hopefully it has enough synonyms. Yeah.
He swayed the council with a syllogism they could not refute. Oh. Sometimes you gotta say it to yourself.
You gotta have a conversation with yourself.
I swear the council with a syllogism they could not refute. Syllogism is a strong argument or reasoning or stance. Because those are all synonyms, kind of.
That's right.
So it comes back to what I originally
did. You got to go around and use the synonyms.
Full 360.
Don't use the main words.
Yeah. So that's like a reasoning, strong point, opinion, or stance.
It is a crafty argument. You're correct.
I mean, you know. Okay. I mean, all I can do is try. You know? That's all I can do.
So, totally.
But I believe in you. Clink, clink. I'm bringing that back for this episode.
All right. Let's go. Okay, all right. Okay, all right.
That looks like a character's name out of Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Nosferatu's cousin or something.
Wait, what did you say?
Nosferatu's cousin.
If you paid me to say that right now without giving me, like, three more times saying it, I would fuck it up.
Yeah, you would lose your money.
You said Nostradamus?
That's not what I said. I said Nosferatu. No.
Costa Rica. Nostradostos.
Was that a restaurant?
Well,
I
honestly don't know what you said.
Okay, look, this word I've never seen in my life.
No, right?
Okay.
The word is A-S-S-E-V-E-R-A-T-E.
Okay, break it down.
That's so what you got to do.
That's one word right there.
Yep. You, somehow I use the chord sometimes. I take like my name chord and I just go over it kind of.
Yeah. See, you smart. See, yeah, I didn't see that. Wait, can I read the sentence first?
Nobody's ever done that, but no, you can't.
No?
Wait, no.
No?
No. Can't do that, no.
I can't read the sentence first?
The sentence ain't gonna tell you how to pronounce the goddamn word.
But I wanna read it.
You can after you say the word.
All right. All right. Yo, what y'all?
You got this. I believe in you.
Okay. Asseverate.
That is correct.
Yeah! See, I told you I believe in you.
Man, I'm out here, man. Y'all done let him in the streets, man. I'm out here.
South Bend, Indiana.
You know what I'm saying?
Funnest thing to do in South Bend, Indiana is throw rocks. You go outside, you throw six rocks, you be like, well, go ahead and call it a day.
Yo, I ain't gonna have you talk about my city. I talk about my city.
I talk about everybody's city. My homegirl Keisha E was on here. I destroyed Detroit.
Oh, man.
I destroyed it, and then I bought it on eBay right in front of her. The whole
Stop.
City of Detroit.
Wow.
It was on
That's
sale.
Disrespectful.
It was on sale for $196.
Wait, where are you from again?
East St. Louis, Illinois.
You're from St. Louis?
Missouri. Yeah.
All right. Give me some time. I might come up with something. Okay. All right. So one can asseverate that a thesaurus is a treasury of words. One can, like, ascertain or come to the conclusion of.
You waiting on it. They look at you.
Yeah.
To come to
the conclusion of, or not assume, mm-hmm. but like ascertain. Like, mm-hmm. I conclude uh-huh. in my conclusion that
Whoa, did you have a stroke?
See, ever since I dabbed you, see, this we still
left on.
We still in the pandemic. Ever since I dabbed you, I caught that little tongue slip.
Do you smell toast?
Not yet.
So this is a good sign of a stroke.
Well, it was catfish earlier. I hope it doesn't go to toast. Ascertain, conclude. Give me my point, please. Please.
Technically, it's to affirm or declare positively. So it's something that you know, not something you figure out.
Well, yeah, conclude.
Well, you know he's from South Bend, so like they don't have all the same words in their dictionary.
We got synonyms.
Yeah.
And a lot of antonyms.
Yeah.
So my mind may be actually working. Mm-hmm. I'm actually saying the right answer. Mm. It's just, you know.
I love the confidence. I love the confidence.
It's close. It's the right answer adjacent.
I think that's only half a point then.
Yo, he doesn't make the rules, does he? He makes the rules.
I kind of make the game.
Yeah, he made the game.
Yeah, but I don't interfere with the rules because she does not help me. I'm going to be honest with you.
She's unbiased, especially
to me.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You would think that because I created the show that I would win.
Yeah.
Out of 15 episodes, maybe one. Maybe one.
Okay, yo, in the comment section right now, because we already filmed this stuff, let me put your hands up for RJ and pray for me. It'll be too late, but I just need some support depending on how this game goes.
Okay.
Can I have my point, or did I lose?
You got half a point. Because it's adjacent.
It's adjacent.
Half of them better than none of them.
Yeah.
Don't get some of us.
Y'all pray for me, man. This ain't no real word. I just saw the next word. These aren't real words.
All right. Well, I'm feeling pretty good about this, guys.
I don't like that.
So we're just going to keep on moving.
Round two.
I'm going to go on to this next word. Boom.
The word is Q-U-E-R-U-L-O-U-S.
Let me tell you something. Any word with a Q instantly makes my asshole get tight. It is like the Q words give me the same feeling that I'm getting pulled over. It's like, oh, shit. I straighten up, put it on like 10-2. Mm. Fuck.
The Qs are the police of the alphabet. They're the cops. The cops.
That's it right there.
Q cops. Q-O-P-S.
Right. Yep.
Cops.
That's it. Whew.
Man, you stressing me out on the low, man. I feel like this is aggressive.
You know how aggressive Q words are? You have to change your whole mouth for it.
Yeah.
You have to, like, you literally have to.
Yeah.
It does that. It owns you.
Yeah.
It kind of owns your mouth.
Man, we're getting closer and closer to the justice system with this letter, man.
This is. Q's need to reform. Because this is just shit.
Defund the Q.
All right. Defund the Q.
Defund the Q.
All right. Curious.
Is that your final answer?
My final answer is querulous.
Say it again.
Querulous.
He said it three different ways.
No, I said it the same. The last two ways, I said it the same. Querulous.
I know you have a handicap.
No! I want a handicap.
You don't want this handicap.
No, I don't. Oh, you're right. Right? But
you
I want help.
Want this handicap.
These words are painful.
I'm gonna go with querulous. I think I went back to the first time I said it. Is that what I did?
Yeah.
I did?
I think so.
I'm looking at the Q-U-E. It's like, you added another word to be like queen, right? Yeah. So I was like, querulous. But because this looks like querulous, I don't know which way to go. It doesn't have the double E, so that might make it.
It may have to lower the E to, I'm not helping you. I'm not about to help you. I'm true.
You sure?
No.
Text it to me.
No.
Be a good friend.
No.
It's Black History Music Month. Let Apple tell it.
Wait, I thought that's... Let's have a discussion, guys.
They put a playlist up and said Black History Music Month. I was like,
Black
really?
History Music Month?
Hey, man.
We're all year.
I mean, hip-hop's on the charts all year, right? All right, here we go. Huh, final answer. Boom. Querulous.
It's querulous.
Ooh, that's cheating.
Why? But why? Why? Say it again.
Querulous.
Querulous.
That letter's not even in that word.
You kind of skip over the R. No, you say it. It's at the end, but it's just like a wisp of the R.
It's like they misappropriated the R and then turned to a Y. Querulous.
Querulous.
Querulous. There's no Y.
There's no Y there. It's a silent Y.
That's.
There's no justice for this Y.
Who made these words, man?
Querulous. All right. Querulous. Say it again.
Querulous.
Querulous. Querulous.
Querulous.
Querulous. Querulous. Querulous is, I know this word. Querulous is,
You ain't going, like...
I like to try to guess before. I feel like querulous is something like dealing with unicorns, like the study or capture of them.
If you get that right, that's crazy.
I mean, let's take a look. While ordinarily, he was not inclined to be querulous, on occasions he could be. That helped... Shit, that don't mean why not? Occasionally he wasn't known to be hungry, but on times he was. Like, that gave me fucking nothing.
Who wrote this sentence? Hey, I'm being set up, man.
You? Yeah. I created the fucking show, and this is the word.
You became a victim of your own monster, man.
This is my Frankenstein.
Yeah. He's coming after all of us.
People are coming at my neck. You can't read, you're stupid. Your college degree was bought. But technically, all of them were because you have to pay for college.
Yeah, so. And then there's debt. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to go with.
I'll give you a clue.
Huh?
I'll give you a clue.
Nobody's ever got a clue, so I don't want to do it. I don't want people to be like, oh, is she cheating for him? I'm going to say this. I'm going to go with. Inquisitive?
No.
Okay, cool. I'm just take that L.
No, you were closer before. Habitually complaining.
Ah.
So I'll give you half credit because you said it.
Like quarrels.
All right.
Well. And we're only at card two.
I hate this word. Okay?
Querulous.
We have beef. If I see querulous in the street, I am squaring the fuck up.
Any Q is on site.
On site!
Any Q. We got plenty of other letters. The Q's there. Y'all messing it up for us.
The word is
APPURTENANCES.
I know how to say it. Appurtenances.
Wait, you just out the gate?
Correct.
You set me up, motherfucker.
Say, this ain't my game.
You came in here, oh, I'm nervous. I don't know how to read. I'm from South Bend.
I didn't say that. You said that.
Don't say that. We have one teacher for K through 12.
I didn't say any of that. You
have to wait. In South Bend, you have to wait till the teacher is your hour for her grade, your grade to teach. And then up until that point, you're just like tracing a color.
So that's my education, tracing. Actually, let's talk about the school system, guys. That's a great segue. Nah, I ain't gonna do it.
She teaches two classes. What? So it's kindergarten and first grade at the same time, second and third, fourth and fifth. So you just in there just taking it all. So, you know.
Yeah, whatever. You ain't gonna dog my city.
It's all in the same room, too. She just kind of turns like, all right. Second and third graders, you guys.
All right, 30 more, y'all. Okay. You gotta go dog
I'm actually impressed. You just like spit that out like that.
You know, we out here.
You know what it means?
He inherited the mansion and all its appurtenances. Y'all,
yeah. Oh, shit.
This is like inheritance. It's like all of its assets. Belongings. Assets.
Yes. Correct.
I was like, full point, boy.
It wasn't going to be assets. I didn't know. I knew it wasn't going to be that one, but I thought it was. I knew what it was. Mm-hmm. I was just hoping you weren't going to get that part right.
No, I'm out here, and I feel like you setting me up to play this game, I'm actually going to do pretty well because karma, because this really is a setup. And ironically, I think I'm going to win. I hope that doesn't bite me in the ass later on because I'm getting real confident right now. And I really hope I'm nervous again.
You're stuttering. The stutter's back.
Yeah, see, it's coming back. That corona you gave me.
Perfect. Let's go ahead and keep it moving then since the stutter is back.
This must be what people who are getting interrogated must feel like
no,
when they're getting interrogated.
Seat, your seat is on all fours. If you get interrogated, they take like one of the legs off so you like.
They
you
take the legs off.
Well, so they take the bottom part off.
Yeah.
So the seat is never stable. It's okay. Always like moving, so you never get comfortable.
So friendly interrogation, you know, interrogating my intelligence.
Yeah. Now that will take.
Yeah.
Round three.
Maya, dear. Please hold my calls. Hello, guys. You might recognize me from hit shows like Wording is Hard. I am to hear more. And I'm here to tell you guys about Blue Chew. Now, why should you know about Blue Chew? Because, guys, at some point, things will change, all right? Remember the days when you were always ready to go? I mean, at the drop of a dime, you were ready to get it going. Well, those days don't ever have to leave, thanks to our good friends at Blue Chew. That's right. Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. Now, what does that mean to you? I'm glad you asked. That means that you can take it anytime, even on a full stomach, day or night. And because it's chewable, it starts working up to 30 minutes faster. Well, you can't beat that with a stick, but you can try. Guys, I'm here to tell you, there's nothing better than Blue Chew because it ships direct. Well, what does that mean? That means that we have our own online physicians, licensed physicians. That means no more long trips to the doctor's office or to the pharmacy, people looking over your shoulder, invading your privacy. Where's the 6 feet? You no longer have to worry about that. You go online, you talk to the online physicians, and they will ship that directly to your house in a discreet package. And Blue Chew is made in the U.S. of A., which means because it ships directly, it's probably cheaper than going to the pharmacy. This is a real smile. Guys, I'm here to tell you, you need to take advantage. And by taking advantage, I mean you need to go to bluechew.com. That's right, blue like the color blue, BLUECHEW.com. Go there right now and go ahead and get your first shipment for free. All you have to do is use the discount code WORDING. That's WORDING. And all you have to do is pay $5 for shipping. How's that sound? Fantastic. I know it does. I'm a professor. I'm not a professor.
Round three.
Next word for your boy is, I already know, I'm a fuck this. Anytime you see the swan over the E, anytime you see that right there. I'm sorry, the swan is yep. to the one that's upside down. Yep. But anytime you see the accent over the E.
That hit different.
Yeah. You know, it's like kind of like has some type of French influence. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I have to say it like this when I pronounce this word.
Is that how people who study French sit?
No, as when I went to France, you know, I
you saw were like
people
this.
Who talk like this, you know, and they had these very thick accents, and they can't do extra on the words.
The word is meteer.
So I am going to pronounce this word meteor.
No.
I sneezed. It's meteor.
No. You said the same thing.
Matter. Black Lives Matter. Meteor. Meteor.
We know how meteor is spelled. Man. We've seen that movie. Do better, man. That must have been when you were in France. That must have been when you discovered the premise of the show.
I saw Meteor Man the first time in France, and they spelled it like this.
Oh, see, I don't know how I feel about that. You can't be misspelling our hero's name.
I agree. You know what I'm saying? The Golden Lords, they were walking around. They had, like, berets on. It was like, wee-wee, Meteor Man.
Is that the movie? That got a 1% on Rotten Tomatoes.
So it wasn't none of the shit I said?
No.
Okay, cool. You wanted to go ahead and pronounce that for me, then?
Metier.
See, that's the shit I'm talking about.
So you ain't go to France.
I went, but I don't know it. You know what I'm saying? I was just there to see the attractions.
You went there and talked to no one.
Why would I? I can't understand no one.
Okay.
I was talking there. That's how it's been. Yeah, my nigga.
See,
that's
the problem.
What's the dessert?
It's America. Where my dessert at?
That's a dessert.
What time is lunch?
You know why I'm here. I wear sweatpants, bitch. I'm here to eat. Dude, what the fuck? I got powder under my breast. I'm here for a good time. For a long time.
Powder
shit.
Under my breast
yeah,
is
man.
Crazy.
It gets warm over there. I'm looking at this. How do you say it again?
Metier.
Sounds like an instructor. Huh?
Metier. Like M-E-T-Y-A-Y.
Metier. Am I not saying it?
You said metier.
No, I said metier. Metier. If I turn, you get metier.
You're adding an extra I in the middle. Metier.
Metier.
It's like M-E-T.
This is how fucked up I'm saying this. Even the cameramen are mouthing to me, and yeah. I'm still doing it wrong. Say it again.
Metier.
Say it again.
Say it again.
Metier.
She's right here.
Don't do that. What you doing right now? This is black on black of crime. Right?
I'm not, bro. I'm not trying to attack you, bro.
I feel attacked, man. Right now, in this moment, I feel attacked, and I didn't think that you would be that type of person.
The
forward-thinking show like Atlanta. Right? It's a progressive show. It's bringing black people together. And right now, what you're doing is you're trying to tear me down as a black man.
I'm not trying to tear...
I feel like that's what you're doing.
Well, I'm not trying to tear you down, brother. And I'm sorry if you felt that way, man. I shouldn't have made you feel that way.
I appreciate it.
I just feel like we're in a hostile environment because these words are stressing me out. And you can't hear the girl who's right behind you.
I'm going to just go to the sisters. Sherry found her... What's the word?
Metier.
On Instagram and capitalized with an OnlyFans page. Niche! She found a niche. She found a lane. You know?
Correct.
I will never fucking say this word.
Is that the same word, métier? That's okay.
Why not just say niche? If we already have niche and niche is spelled a certain way, why do we need another niche? Why do we need another one?
Well, we need synonyms.
You know what? You're right.
Yep. And that's my word, my M word.
The word is MILIE.
Milieu.
Correct.
Lit.
What the fuck is happening right now? Wait, no. Turn it back over. Let me see it. You ain't even letting the people at home get a chance to try to pronounce it. You just coming in here with a fucking... What's your SAT score?
Pronounce this.
It's going to be at the bottom of the screen. But you got to let... As soon as it pop up. Milieu. How do you say it again?
Milieu.
How do you know to do that?
Because I looked at it. Because I'm, you know, yo, look, I was a spelling bee champ in school. You know
what
I'm saying?
Second grade, motherfucker. Second grade. That wasn't the second grade word. And listen, you got to keep your cards on the top.
And sixth. My bad, man. I'm just, look, man, I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm just going through these words.
You know, I'm just...
You know what I mean, though?
Jane's marriage before sex... Hold up.
Yep.
Jane's marriage before sex belief stems from her upbringing in a religious culture.
Yep. Social setting. Yes.
Yes. Wait, sorry.
You still gotta keep the other quarter. I don't want you looking at your next word. All right. Getting a whole round to try to sound
okay?
Your head.
I'm good. It's off camera.
I'm just out here on fire though, dog. I'm back to my confidence again. I hope that doesn't bite me in the ass.
I mean, there's only two words left at this point.
Oh, well, we lit, man. We here, dogs. Shouts out to mom. Shouts out to dad. Shouts out to water for real. Y'all don't take this for granted, man. You know what I'm saying? Hydrate yourself. Take care of your skin.
How's the water in South Bend? I imagine they like they kind of like just distributed in buckets.
So now what he's doing is attacking me.
Absolutely. You got them right.
And I ain't got time for that. I ain't got time for no infighting.
I am petty. When I am losing, I start swinging.
Hey, look, man, I'm in the position of winning, so I can say it's all love. And I can say all this bullshit.
Don't you dare be the fucking bigger person. Don't you dare. You be petty with me. Crabs in a barrel, motherfucker.
It's hard to...
Talk about my mama.
It's hard. I can't do that.
My mama got a fat ass and she's short and she overweight.
Hey,
go ahead.
Queen, shouts out to you to hear more, Mr. Hear More. Yo, I love you. It's all love. You know, I'm just here to win for my people, you know? And yeah. No more questions.
Round 4.
Here's the thing. I have an idea how this word is supposed to be said.
Okay.
But I feel like no matter what I do, it's going to be wrong. I feel like the system is set up against me because I have freckles.
Victimization.
The word is REMONSTRANCE.
Nope.
Continue.
Nope.
No, they're listening.
It's, you know what?
Victimization trope.
Remix
Look
stats.
That up.
No.
Man, you missed the whole letter. Look at the...
How? I said remonstrance.
Look, I'm not attacking you. It's just I hold you to a high standard, bro.
I hit every... Remonstrance.
You were almost there.
Remonstrance.
Yeah, you said remonstrance. Forget the other R.
You left the first R out the first time.
I didn't say re? You thought I said
remonstrance? The second R.
He said emonstrance.
I said remonstrance. What? Listen.
You said
I have a thick accent. I will admit that. I eat peanut butter before every episode.
Saint
I like
Louis.
It. It's good.
Shouts out to St.
I
Louis.
I said remonstrance 3 times, though.
That's how they do in the loo.
Did y'all not hear that for real?
Remonstrance.
You said remonstrance.
Whoa. Fuck you. All right, I heard that.
You said it.
What is it?
Remonstrance.
Remonstrance? See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying?
You could have had that one. We were counting on it. Where's Tyra Banks?
You know what?
We were counting on
we
you.
We were all rooting for you. Her neck was so strong on that.
Yeah, that was like some, she did some like sit-ups with her neck.
Remonstrance.
Yeah, I mean,
it don't count now, but at least I know how to say it correctly. Remonstrance sounds like it's a certain type of reading. Like, it's a romance for like monsters. So like if you had this like all the monsters from like Lord of the Rings and Harry Potter, like if they had their own genre of love novels, it would be a remonstrance.
So because it rhymes with romance
and monster, it's got like monster.
And it has monster in it. That means the root word is monster.
Yep, it's kind of what I got.
Gotcha.
The remonstrance over tearing down a historic home was just one violent outburst away from becoming a riot.
Sounds like a monster is somewhere in there. You know, like a Frankenstein, a nice little Leviathan. Yeah, I think you should tell her that. You know, give me a point. Like a little Godzilla action up in there.
The argument or debate.
You're in the vicinity.
Demonstration or debate? The hearing.
It's closer to demonstration. Closer than hearing. It's a forceful protest. So a reaction. So they tore down the building and the reaction was the forceful protest, which was close to a riot.
Oh. I don't know if I got that or not, or if I got any points for that.
You were close.
I was close.
I'll give you half points because you were very close.
I'll take the half point.
Half point. 0.5.
You know what? Just do your little funky ass word.
All right. It okay. Do look
I was just really excited to have you here. You started getting on a roll. Your confidence got up, and now you're just a different person.
Why are you trying to tear down a black man's confidence?
I'm not trying to tear it down. I'm just saying. Some people, money changes you. And then for you, it seems like when you get a word correct, it changes you.
You're saying money changes. Sounds like losing's changing you, brother. We were friends.
Who the fuck stays the same and loses? Nobody?
Hey, man, I'm just saying, bro.
Who loses and stays the same? You know what?
Shouts out to Miss Moore once again. I love y'all. It's all love, man. Shouts out to your son. He mad right now, but I'm sure you understand. He probably doesn't.
Hey, man, don't talk to my mama. Avert your eyes, mom. Avert your gaze.
It's all love.
Imogene?
It's all like respectful love.
Close your ears and avert your gaze, Imogene.
Yeah.
Hey, man, do your word, man.
Yeah, okay. I'm low-key stalling right now, okay?
It looks like a German word.
That's what I'm saying.
It looks like something that would be on the menu at Wiener Schnitzel.
Yeah, Wiener Schnitzel, or, you know.
The word is WELTSCHMERZ.
Shouts out to Wiener Schnitzel for making a whole chain just selling hot dogs and chili cheese. That is...
That's hustle
that's
right
basic
there.
As fuck.
It sound like the you hit them with the and then you go Welshmerz.
No.
Damn.
Yes.
That's the first word I got wrong. What is it?
Welshmerz.
Velvet. Ah. Ain't no velvet in here.
Nah. See, you got it. Yeah.
Come on, man. Okay, Welshmerz. What? Now I'm acting like you. See, it's contagious. Don't dap him when you walk in here.
Trust me, baby, you can really read. Oh, my God.
I'm just sad. See, look, this is why they ended Black Music History Month, because they heard that. Okay. In his vicinity, there was no room for pessimistic philosophies for Welshmerz or karma.
That didn't help at all.
No.
Not a goddamn thing was discovered through reading that sentence.
In his vicinity, in his area, there's no room for... The opposite of optimistic.
There it is.
Philosophies. For.
Walk it down. Walking that motherfucker down now. You
man.
You playing that bass. You walking that motherfucker. Come on, what else you got?
Go ahead, play it for me.
Slapping the bass.
You just stop. I'm gonna use this.
Slapping the bass.
Cover. See, I can't escape it. See? Welshmerz. I'm gonna just take a shot in the dark.
South Bend.
For don't say my city's name. In vain. Welshmerz. What that is like results, or like, you know, the cause and reaction. You know, you're over here, you know, you do something, and then there's the Welshmerz, right? All up in your plates, all up in your houses. Welshmerz all throughout town.
She said no. I'm South Bend. That's all I had.
That song's gonna haunt me.
Slapping the bass. Boop, 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 boop. Feel pretty good about it. So. I might come back. If I can get this last word and I get the sentence, your boy's back in the game.
I ain't quitting either, man. Spelling bee, man.
Telling you. I'm still in there like booty head. I ain't going nowhere.
It's actually a mental state of depression or apathy caused by hoping the world would be better when, in fact, the reality is not.
Ain't
so
no
wonderful.
Fucking way he was getting that. Nobody would get that. Stephen fucking Hawkins would be like, what?
Can I say these
I'm not going to say how he would say it, but he would like, what the fuck did you just say? But you know how he would say it. I'm not going to do it because it'd be insensitive, especially since he's passed. But you know how he would say it. Like if you type something to Siri and you had her read it back to you.
In the voice of?
Yeah.
I don't know. Don't look at me. I'm not about to do it.
You sure? I feel like you're pretty good at impersonations.
Yeah, but I'm not, yeah.
You've been impersonating a winner the whole time. And we all know that you're from South Bend. I've been going to South Bend the whole time.
I'm not comfortable, man.
next word. Next and final word. Here we go.
Round 5.
You don't fuck all that.
I am. Just reading it, I said it 4 different ways in my head.
You said you went through 12 different letters before you got to the actual letter to start with.
I said it in pig Latin.
So backwards, and let's see if I can put it.
The word is logomachy.
All right, babe, let's see what we got, man.
I've discovered three different ways that I can pronounce this one. All of them wrong. All of them. All right, here we go. Here we go. Just gonna say it confident. Confidence, fuck. Here it is. Confidence sells it. Here we go. Hoodie's too big. Here we go. Logomachy.
Correct.
I was kind of just fucking with you. I knew that from the beginning.
I see that. Key, major key. Don't underestimate your opponent.
This is it. This is it, man.
You know, but let's see if he knows what he just said.
I'm not even going to try to wing it. I'm just go straight to the point with this one. The two caseworkers were deadlocked and logomachy, neither budging on their definition of minimum level of care. Okay. That's what deadlocked. An argument on the basis of what is suitable or acceptable.
No. You're in one right now. It's an argument over words.
Logo mucky. Logo. I wouldn't have gotten that. I don't know what I'm talking about.
No, I ain't got that one right there. I'm just taking my little half punk ass point and just shut the fuck up. Mm. That's what I'm gonna do.
Okay.
The word is S-U-S-U-R-R-O-U-S.
I'ma tell you what, I like that reaction. That let me know he don't know what the fuck he finna do.
Susurrus.
Say it again.
Susurrus.
Correct.
Yep. What? What'd you say? Wait, no, it's this way. Huh? What'd you say?
That's how people from South being text.
Well, you got one more time, man.
Everybody still got the 8100 Nokia, the brick Nokia. That's how they text right there. They call you just to get your attention, then they hang up and they holler out the window. Hey! Y'all have a dinner tonight? And then before he respond, he call that person's phone and hang up like, yeah, why? That's kind of how they text.
That's not true. That's all propaganda. ASMR relies on Susurrus audio to soothe listeners, you know. Calming, soothing, quiet.
Full of whispering sounds.
Like quiet, like whispering sounds, you know?
Did you?
I can't. I just can't.
Can't ain't a real word.
Yes, it
can't.
Is.
If you tell yourself you can't do something, you've already lost. You gotta believe in yourself and believe you can give me that answer. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna try it again.
That was good.
Susurrus is like quiet, like whispers. Come on, believe in yourself. Damn.
Extra credit.
Well, I mean, you still got the bonus round, right? Because now it's time for the bonus round. We both get one difficult worded sentence, and we have 10 seconds to say it and read it correctly and with as little errors as possible. That's what we're trying to do.
Okay? All right. All right.
So I'll let you pick first, and I'll take whatever's left over. All right? And I'll go first because it's my show, and I am a glutton for punishment. All right, so Maya's going to time us. 10 seconds on the timer, Maya.
So we both at the same time?
No.
Okay.
Just one at a time.
That
wouldn't work at all.
That wouldn't work at all.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yep.
Okay, go.
All right, elementary school spelling bees gave him a lifelong motherfucker no.
It's a
no. Hippopotamuses, squids, and SpongeBob under the sea phobia.
You said it under 10 seconds.
Look at this fucking word. It takes up the whole line on the index card.
Hippopotamonstrosequipedaliophobia. What is that? It's not real.
we weren't still paying for the set, I'd flip this fucking desk over right now. You understand me?
It's not real.
This shit is... you gotta put this on the screen.
Yeah, look at
you
that.
You have to put this fucking word on the screen.
Let me tell you something. Why would you make a word that long, and why would you want people to say it?
I'm gonna tell you why.
It's that simple.
People
why?
People are dicks.
It's the Q's. It's y'all Q's.
Somebody named Quincy, Quantrell, Query, something. The name started with a Q that made this fucking word, and you're a dick.
You know, they were almost going to name Siri Query, but they wanted her likable.
Yep, that's good. That was a good decision.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
That is fucking dumb.
Let me make sure it's... Okay, I didn't look. I didn't.
Okay.
And... Yep. Years ago, I had a coworker who knew I enjoyed golf and who decided that he would still vituperate golf by calling it boring.
Correct.
Yeah!
This is a system not working for me. And sometimes it just doesn't work for everybody. But I'm glad that you were able to.
I'm glad I ain't picked that card, boy. Boy, I tell you, boy, you know what I'm saying? Yo, bro. Once again, the love is here. I want us all to win, you know? But shouts out to Jeffrey. I saw you on the streets and you needed help. And I helped you on the streets, man. Shouts out to my mama. Shouts out to the winners, man. Shouts out to the real Spelling Bee champs. You know, keep your muscle up. Keep your game up. Don't dap this, man. And yeah, we're going to keep pushing.
This is a very fun time. I am really excited that you made it out of South Bend and saw that the world is much bigger than 16 blocks.
I'd be mad if that actually wasn't true. I'd be mad if that didn't resonate with
me. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, man.
Maya's about to give us her score. She has... added it up and let us know who actually won this episode.
RJ won.
Yeah!
With a score of 85.
Woo! Cool, that's what's up.
To hear, it's not about the score. It's about what you learned.
Let me say something. Anytime somebody say it's not about winning or losing, it's about how hard you tried.
And that's real.
You fucked up on a level that is not even... able to express on camera. That she's gonna pull me to the side when we yell cut. She's like, you gotta try harder. Okay? You are letting people down, your college professors, your mother, your family. You got to try harder.
But that's why you surround yourself with people like me, you know, to
who can
teach
place
you
my
these
order
words.
For me.
Who can place your order for you. So I'm your PA now. See, now we're going back
no,
to like
no,
oppression.
It's not even.
See,
it's
that's
not
oppression
even that.
What you're doing. That's you oppressing me.
You know what? Why don't you tell
and I won.
Why don't you tell the people what you got, what you're working on? All
right, yo, so yo, we in the middle.
That's been another episode of Wording Is Hard. Thank you so much for you know what? I do that to everybody, but
no,
I'm gonna let you get it off.
No,
I'm gonna let you get it off.
Honestly, we're in the middle of a pandemic, so we just have question marks over our heads. But if you haven't seen the show Atlanta season 2, check it out, man. I'm Clark County. I play that guy. If you haven't caught up on season 1 and 2 of Boomerang, check it out, man. I play David, a pastor, man. And there's more to come.
Thank y'all so much for watching. We'll see you next time.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.